Hello. Hello. Hello, sunshine. Hello. Hello. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you, how much I love you every day. Please don't take my sunshine away, away. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine, I'll say.
The South Shore Four joining us this morning is... This is Valentine's weekend, and they've got a special singing Valentine's that they do. And that was Larry, Don, Dick, and Ken, the South Shore Four, members of the Golden Crescent Chorus Organization. They provide a lot of support for barbershop harmony in the area. And why don't we have Don tell us a little bit about this singing Valentine? I know this has been going on for kind of a number of years. A little bit of what goes on, and what can people expect if they give you...
I don't know how many years it's been going on, but it has been a long time. We have the singing Valentines. For a person, individual, they're like $40, and a quartet will come and knock on the door that you signify or tell us where you want us to go. Don't tell us too much where you want to go. But anyway, we'll ask for the person who the Valentine's for and sing about three Valentine songs for her. And give her a long stem rose and a Valentine card and say happy Valentine to you, and we'll be on our way because we got more to deliver.
More to deliver. Tell us a little bit maybe of some of the experiences you've had when somebody is sort of surprised by four men in red to sing Valentine songs.
Well, we've had a few fun ones. We had one where the lady we're going to sing to came down the stairs hobbling, and she had just broken her leg or something, and she ended up on the fellow's lap as we were singing to to him and hugging him and all that stuff. So that was one of the different ones that we had.
But obviously, it's something that everybody gets a joy out. I suppose if you go into a workplace, have you done that before? Someone who's like in an office and all of a sudden?
Yeah, one time we sang at the maintenance shop in Oberlin, and all the guys were there. This was for the fellow. All the guys were there, and taking video and everything else while we sang Happy Valentine to him.
Oh. It's one of those where the guy probably turns a little bit as red as the suits that you guys wear. So it's a lot of fun for you guys to do this. I guess today is your first day, right? It runs the 12th through
the
14th.
It'll be the 12th, 13th, and 14th. So it's the beginning.
Okay. And from what I see, hours between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., and within 20 miles of Lorain, or how much, depending on how much gas you have in the vehicle.
And that can be flexible at times.
Yes, very flexible.
We're not stringent about staying within 20 miles.
We've gone as far as Cedar Point.
Cool. Well, there's always barbershop strolling at Cedar Point, but usually not in the middle of February, I suppose, there as well. Larry, tell us a little bit about, I guess, the proceeds that happened from the money you raised for something like this. What's that for?
Well, this is our second biggest fundraiser besides our show, which is in November. But the monies go to support the operation of our chorus, but also to send young people to Harmony Camp. That's going to be this year between July 15th and 18th. They're going to go to Columbus to spend a 4-day program in barbershop harmony. And our chorus has been one of the largest sponsors of that in terms of sending kids in the country. So we're very proud of that. We'll send between 20 and 30 kids every year.
And so this is where they learn the techniques and the stylings of barbershop harmony.
That's right. And they learn it from the best down there in Columbus.
And it's still kind of a popular style. I mean, there's competitions that take place all over the states and
within our society, yeah.
International also.
We have a district competition that'll be in around April 12th down in Cincinnati, and then over 4th of July in Pittsburgh will be the international competition, where 30 choruses will compete for the international championship. along with close to 50 quartets who will contend for the gold medal and to be named the International Champion Quartet.
How does the barbershop harmony kind of differ from what would just be a cappella singing that sometimes is also popular, too?
Well, a cappella singing is what we do, but we have four parts, and it's all male voices or all female voices, so it's gender specific, okay. Which would be the big difference. And without four voices, you can't produce barbershop harmony, which does a lot of really cool things with creating overtones and stuff like that you just can't get any other way.
Ken, what was it that drew you to doing something like this?
Yeah. Well, I joined the chorus about 20 years ago. My brother had joined a year before and said, hey, you got to come do this. So I came, started singing, and the first quartet singing I did was singing Valentine's. And when you're singing a Valentine we went to a restaurant in Amherst, and there was a sweet lady sitting at a table, and we walked in and we said, hi, we're going to sing for you. And to have that lady look up at us and try to figure out, well, who's singing that part? Who's singing what part? And just to see the smile in her eyes, not only on her face, it just, that made me want to continue doing this.
Do you find as a quartet, it's not only your part, but the camaraderie and the other people, you just kind of get a better feeling for the other three people in the quartet?
We certainly do, yeah. And our blend is what kind of keeps us together. We blend fairly well, and it seems to get out to our audience. They like to hear our voices.
If people want to get one of these singing Valentines to come to their Valentine, what's the way they go do something like this? How do you do it?
Well, they can do that by calling Larry Cassidy at 440-309-6234, and he'll take their order, or they can email us at LRCASSOC, that's Larry Cassidy Associate, at centrytel.net. So both the internet and just a phone call will do it.
All right. And it's a $40 charge for that, which raises the funds you talked about, and then they will get out. Now, do they give you a specific time, location, and everything?
Oh,
is that how that
we
works?
Take the whole thing. What's her name or his name and who's sending it and what's the address and what time do you want us there? And usually an hour, you know, one way or the other.
Well, we got the South Shore Four joining us this morning. Which one of you gets to knock on the door when you come time to do all that?
Who's
the lead.
We give that duty to our lead. He leads us and everything.
That would be Don. We got Larry, Don, Dick and Ken joining us this morning, the South Shore Four. If you could serenade us with another song, we'd appreciate that.
Sweet Valentine.
Sweet Valentine.
My Valentine.
My Valentine.
At night, dear heart.
For you I
pine.
In all my dreams, your fair face beams. You're the flower of my heart, sweet Valentine, sweet Valentine.
Thanks very much, the South Shore Four, joining us this morning to share some Valentines with us, and they can be a part of your Valentine with the singing Valentines that they have going on. We'll post information on our Facebook page as well about details how people can get in touch with you. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. Appreciate this.
Thanks for having us.
And we enjoyed your morning blend.
Oh, thank you so much.